How long, O God, is the foe to scoff? Is the enemy to revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the fold of your garment and destroy them. Yet God my King is from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your might. You broke the heads of the sea monsters on the waters. You crushed the heads of Leviathan. You gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness. You split open springs and brooks. You dried up ever-flowing streams. Yours is the day. Yours also is the night. You have established the heavenly lights and the sun. You have fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. The words of Psalm 74, verses 10 through 17. A massive psalm that has as its head the idea that it's a psalm of Asaph, that is part of a later tradition of psalms, definitely written after the time of David and potentially written during the exile. And one of the major factors of these psalms is that they look with longing on the early history of Israel. They look back to the time when they had more than God's promises, when they had very clear action from God, things being done in their midst. And so you can hear in the words of the psalm that we heard read, a description of the parting of the Red Sea, a description of the parting of the Jordan River, a description of God bringing them water in the wilderness, all these great images of the Exodus, that archetypal event of ancient Israelite promise, which foreshadowed as event, as history, the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus in order to bring out of slavery not just one people for himself, but the entire human race. And looking back from afar, now being in slavery again, being in exile by the rivers of Babylon, where they sat down and had demanded of them a psalm and they could barely do it. How can we sing a song? We're far away from Zion. Being there now, they look back and they think, oh Lord, would you act again? How long until you do so? How long until Babylon is silenced, until this enemy ceases to blaspheme your name and mock us and call us names as people who believe in a God that does not exist? Will you not take your hand back out from inside your pocket where you've hidden it and use it to destroy them? That is, to tear down the liars who say you don't really exist, and demonstrate that you are the one you've always said you are. I mean, you could pray this the way Christians have prayed it since Jesus left. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come back. We look for your judgment and the resurrection of the dead. So even as you have done great things of old, how long, O Lord, until you do them again? And that's why this is a Lenten psalm for us now, as we wander in this wasteland with our Lord and with his people, with the tribulation that all Christians in both Old and New Covenants have understood spiritually, that we're intense, that this body is not our home, that things are wrong, that there are thorns and thistles and starvation and struggle and war and pressure. Even the good days are filled with stress, pain, confusion, tiredness. O Lord Jesus, you who made the day, you who made the night, you who set the sun in its course, you who own summer and winter, who have fixed all the boundaries of this creation, will you not remember your poor sinners, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood, and come speedily to take us to the next one? O Lord, save your people and bless your heritage. Govern us and lift us up forever. O Lord, let your mercy be upon us as our trust is in you. O Lord, in you have we trusted. Let us never be confounded.